to give the etzem sugya mitzvah the Gemara, the sugya we learned through the Gemara, tried to set up a little bit where the shaila should be. I'm just going to try to talk a little bit lemaisa, not halach lemaisa, but lemaisa, the tzadim lemaisa. And I think a chelik of the sugya also is to understand when, if you have some of the klolim, which foods go into those klolim, maybe some more pratim in the halacha, and maybe when we finish in like 5 minutes, Rabbi Javel will be moisif some mitzvah that we're missing, and maybe some the kudus that and the halacha that follow, depending what ends up happening. We'll see. We shmuz that together. I just want to talk about one thing, plain simple. we try again, and I'm not fearing guys from Eitzah. There could be a lot more studim that we're missing here, but. Am I supposed to make Kiddush on wine? Am I trying to do that? And if it's difficult and not so geschmack, how important would it be? And the fact that it's difficult and not geschmack, does that make it, I'd rather better go the other way? What's going on over here? So I just want to break down the different studim that are in front of us, that then you have to know which thing is more important than the other thing. Then we'll know exactly where to go. There is a Magen Avraham that's brought down in the Mishabura in Simenai and Reish Beis that clearly says that even though we have a Gemara that says grape juice is good, even if it's, yeah, Megita, and all the, we'll see in a second what's good, even though it's grape juice, and it's even good lechatchila, it means it's kosher medina lechatchila. But there's a mila of yayin yashin, a yayin that already was 40 days, that was fermented, that's mishaka, it's misamech, it's more geshmak, it's more choshev. And it's just a hidden, call it a hidden mitzvah, whatever nusach you want to use, but it's not that it's a better kiddush. It's just a maila to do a mitzvah with something more special, more chashiv, and yain yoshin is more chashiv. As I in Furishna Mishabura. But this, of course, means for a person that it's more gishmaktu. A person that hates the taste of this yain yoshin, it blues, even though you could hear you down the world, and but for the mensch, it's nish gishmak, so it takes away from the chashiv of the mitzvah, and it seems the place from that month for such a guy, it's not kedai to do. I mean, someone that likes wine, just expensive or whatever, he just didn't buy it. No, you should maybe try to buy it. And, you know, so Shabbos, we know, doesn't go to the cheshbon. It's a mila, and you should do it. But if you don't like it, then you're missing that mila already. So you don't have it. So again, so the first mila is a practical mila. The yayin yoshin is mochashiv, it's misameach. The shik, and the mila, there's a mila if it works for you. Again, but that's not Medina. Going where could be Medina is what we spoke in the sugya last week. That there's a zug that they say b'shem Rabbi Yashiv. I don't know if it's printed today. It's printed in a lot of Talmidim b'shem Rabbi Yashiv. Maybe grape juice gets grape. Our grape juice is a shot. Make kiddush on it. You're not yet to kiddush. That's only showing us. Chetchila don't do it. They're all different eschays. But grape juice is not one. Who's this? For me? That suggests that maybe it is one. Okay. Fine. Now, again, the nusach that a lot of us are saying is because yayin megita could become wine, it just can't become wine. Now, again, I didn't know the sugya being, maybe I'm missing things, but my understanding is you can't say that. It can't be that's what Rabbi Yashiv said, because it's often a Rashbam, by yayin that's tosef, it can't become wine. As I state, clear in the Rashbam. It can't become wine, and it's kosher l'chatchila for kiddush. So the only way we can understand what Rabbi Yashiv was saying, is what we were saying last week, was that if you're missing both milas, that means if it can't, it turned into a matzah that it can't become wine during the first 3 days, so it never even started the fermentation process, so it has no alcohol content in it, a matzah, nothing, and it can't become wine, when you have both chesroinus, that's not wine. This that the Gemara says that yayin toseis, that it, even though right now it can't become wine, it's 100% kosher for kiddush, is only because a maisa went into the 3 days and started the alcohol process, and then it's good. Hu adin, Soicher Eskel Shalanovim, even if it didn't have the 3 days, but if it wasn't processed with pasteurizing or other chemicals, so it could become wine, that's also a Maila. But if you're missing both of those things, that would be where maybe Rabbi Yashu would be saying that that's not wine, no Maila, it's shackle, and you can't use it for Kiddush.
Do I understand that every gerbil will back me up, I think? Because the way they do it is they suck it out, they turn it into a concentrate, they thick syrup, which turns shahako. When you put the grape juice, Rabbi Yashu said it will not revert back to the
Yeah, but that's not our grape juice. It's not Kenny grape juice. It depends what type you do. It depends. But I don't even know what you're saying. What are they doing? You know, let's wait. Let's wait for him. He's going to give it to us. Let's hear it straight. We'll see what's fetched. Fine. So again, so the first side that we maybe have a problem Ikedadina would be that it's not wine because it can't become. It can't become wine, it can't ferment, and it didn't even start the fermentation process. There's in the back, there's a truth from the Sefer Vayan Yosef, and there are moichrim that say it's not true, the facts are not emes. They say that the pasteurization level that they do to our grape juice is not so major, and therefore you could, from the grape juice, it could still be meshaka and become wine. They disagree with the Metzias. Now, I don't know why we can't just bring it into this Mishmej and make a test. I don't know. Meaning, I don't know how you argue about the Metzias. But it's printed in the back, the list for the last two there from Vayan Yosef. I'm just telling you what he said. No, they say it's still in the way it is. He says if they left that, it could still become apple. He said it could spoil because if it ferments. Correct. Right. Okay. No, they're not saying that. They're saying that in the form that it's in now, it could naturally still become wine. I know, however you always make wine. It's a type of a cooking. It's a... Okay. Another problem that Rabbi Yasser was busy with is that many grape juices add water into the grape juice. They add water to the grape juice. So certain grape juices are lighter, easy to drink. So the way it's broken down is as follows. By wine, there's something called meziga. Normally, if you have orange juice and you have bechveis prune juice, and you mix them together, or you add water in, so, I don't know, you add water into orange juice, so is there orange juice or is there water? So you see what's ripe. If it's ripe orange juice, it's orange juice. The water is bottled orange juice. If it's ripe water, it's water. When it comes to wine, there's a chefza called meziga siayin. And up to 6 times, that means 5 times water, 1 time wine, it's not the pshat, it's water mixed with wine. That's wine. It's like a discussive in yayin. There's a musa called meziga in yayin. Now, there's a nice day today, our wines are shvacha, so maybe they say the 1 to 6 doesn't apply anymore. Some say it's 1 to 3 with our wines. But you could have rev water, either 1 to 6 or 1 to 3, depending on if you hold our wines or mochalish. I'm not sure what today is. You know, they say it's mochalish. They're talking about a certain amount of time back. Maybe we got even mochalish. Maybe we got less chalish. But there's something called meziga sayayin. Rabbi Yashiv held that there's no meziga in grape juice. The cheftza for meziga was gezakt in yayin. What does it mean in yayin? In a zach that bepoil became yayin. It already became a meshaka. It already got that content. And then, even though you mix some water, it's called meziga. Grape juice is not different than orange juice. It's not different than apple juice. And mamela, there's no meziga, so you don't have 1 to 6s, 1 to 3s. You don't have any of that. So we lost any of the meziga. So if you eat in water, we start getting to problems. But l'chayrit, you're totally right. If you should be able to go up to 49% water. And ripe grape juice, it should be good. And that, Rabbi Yashiv had a tveita chiddush. Rabbi Yashiv held that wine, being a bar pekafen, is a chiddush. No other juice gets its own bracha. Orange juice today maybe is bipreate, but the process is juices are zay, if anything, and if it's not zay, let it be a bipreate. It was the shtani liluya, and it got a tremendous chashivas. It's roish l'chol amashkin, it's so chashiv, so it became a bipreate guffin. If you chepper with that, by even adding a little water, it loses its mila. And it's ois mila, it's ois yayin. Maybe it could be zay, maybe it becomes a shackle, maybe it becomes bread for eggs, I don't know. But it's not bread for guffin anymore, it's not wine. Because this magic, this cheshivas of wine, once you chepesach with it, you lose the cheshivas. So when it's yayin and you moisig it, you didn't chepesach with it. Because yayin has meziga, so it's still wine. Till roiv, normally you didn't chepesach with it. Here he wants to say no, that this cheshivas, this magic, until you chepesach, if chepesach with it, it's over. So even a small amount of water could ruin the wine. So that was a joke. I heard a shiur from Nissen Kaplan. This. He was saying that the real Talmid on the Yashiv, you know, would take a napkin, wipe it up, the shiur. So then the Yisrael Yashiv, he said, a teaspoonful of water is still good enough. Okay? You know the Maestro with the they say, Bachbed, three Talmidim. I mean, Chaim, the three Talmidim. Okay. That's fine. Next. This that wine is, why does wine get its own bracha? The Gemara says because yain is soyed u'mesamech. Pashas mesamech is not a player in that. It's a shayla maybe in Rishayna, but it's soyed. There are those that want to say what makes yain soyed gufa is the alcohol content. That's why the yain is soyed. It's not the mitzvah oven, but it's the alcohol content that makes it soyed. And grape juice doesn't have that mitzvah of being soyed, and therefore. Maybe again, since it could become soyed, it gets the bracha by praise, but the zaitik shayla to come, just that yain is rosh chol mashkin, and if pots other drinks, people being factor grape juice maybe wouldn't do that. Different problems that may, different halachas you have by wine, even if grape juice has it in wine, because of the svaras we had anymore about vasa, but it may be missing certain categories of wine, and certain dinam mushal that I gave, that it's rosh chol mashkin, and pots all of the drinks, maybe grape juice doesn't have. Okay. Then there's Yayin Mevushal. The Rambam holds Yayin Mevushal is no good. And there are two sheets in the Rishayim why Mevushal is no good. There's one Mahalach in the Rishayim that say Yayin that's cooked is a Stein of the Grace and it's Ois Yayin and the Bracha Shakel. It's not a Guffin anymore. It's Shakel. The Rambam never says that and Hilchos Brachos Rambam never says Bishal loses the Great Guffin. Some learn up in the Rambam that he means like those Rishayim. Most learned up in the Rambam that no, Avada, it's still by Pregafin, the Bracha. And in Hilchos Brachos is by Pregafin. But if about it's a Shtani Legreisa, so if it's a Shtani Legreisa and it's possible for Nesachim, it goes into Agamara. Then anything that got worse and it's not good for Nesachim, it's not good for Kiddush. And Memela, the Rambam sheet is, for sure, Yayin Mavushal is not good for Kiddush. The Rambam brings a second Kiddush that when you eat in Dvash, just like Dvash can't go, it's not kosher for Nesachim, Huadin, it's not going to be kosher for Kiddush. On that, the Rambam himself argues, and the way the Magen Mishnah explains it is because it's not a psalm beside the Zach itself, it's a Mivachutz, and that means, and the Rambam seems to be more noted that way. The Ravid argues on that part, on that sheet for sure, Bishul almost sounds like he agrees to, he only argues on this. So when it comes to Dvash, Avada, it's more kal than Bishul. Bishul, you have a Klor Rambam, it sounds like even the Ravid agrees. You also have the other Rishonim that say it becomes a shakel. When it comes to eating Dvash, even the Rambam brings such a day, the Rambam himself brings a day of Pakeret, and the Ravid clearly argues on it. And normally we don't eat honey, we eat sugar, if we're eating sugar or not. And sugar itself is a Mechleg Sechreinim, if that is the same soul of Dvash. Some say it's only Dvash, especially because Dvash is possible in Zbeth. So Dvash is a problem, sugar doesn't even go to that. Chaim Tzanza, in his Agoyes Shemarach, says sugar does not have the problem. And the Prim Godnames on sugar does have the problem. Memela, as I, you look over here, they bring them from Maruch HaTendla, and it brings from the Anhagas, from a Moshe, and a Moshe was very, very strong, not as strong, Roshayim, the Rambam's a Das Yachid, and Loi Nimtza, anybody that was makbid for this Das Yachid, that's Roshayim, and can't say, I think the Ayyidin, Zich and Brisk, and I saw, I think people that are makbid in the sheet, but the Ramesh was very, very strong as Nish. And again, the Ramesh just said, for sure, if it comes at the sacrifice of Gishmak, of Hidda, of enjoyment, if a person doesn't like it and likes other things better, he held Psaim Mitzad Mavushal, and for sure, sweet wine, a person should not be makbid. Last thing is white wine, also, there's the Ramban sheet that it's Ma'akiv. They have to have white. Most places give them on, even if there's a Mailuch Chil of red wine, about it's not Ma'akiv. So again, Lechet Chil, we should try to use a red wine. And that's red wine. It doesn't have to be bright red, as long as there's some redness to it, and not Mamish white. The Ish Sheet does it hold white wine is Pasa. is no good for Kiddush. So again, Nachos. So we have a lechatchila of it's more chashes. Then there's a tzad that b'chal is not wine. That's a biyashiv shita. We have a problem maybe with water. Different levels of how much water you moisik with it. Then we just said that chiddush that grape juice might not be soyed, so you may lose some of the din even if it's kosher for kiddush. Other dinim that you're applying by wine, you might not have a grape juice if it's not soyed. And then there's mevushel. There's two tzadim in mevushel. You lose the bracha or just a greisa for kiddush. The chokum hold that mevushel is not a greisa. Faket, some hold it's even maybe gomaila. It even gets better. But it's not the grace, therefore it's kosher lechatchila for kiddush. So most of shanim neman, and then erig and sugar. Even if dvash is a problem, maybe sugar is not a problem, and dvash being a problem, also there's so many sheets of nish, so it's less of a chumrah and red wine. Okay, ready to hear if there's some zachen that's important there.
Rather, we want to be masber and kiddush at the chasr zach. So we always have to balance our chumras and kiddush not to end up with a kuh on the stam yenim yayin nesach dinim, which is what we're much more concerned about. So in that vein of chachmatol, the beginning of the yayin nesach, the first one, kalay nesif al, starts off yayin shetan nevez chamaster banami the right, so it goes to what is the right to abonon. On the emes, even today, where it's to Samer Saras Besara Megoidal Hainish. Kostas a Kabbalah Biyadan, Shashayt a Stan Yenam, Ikoshal Bavada, Livol Aramis, Mashagotu Chachar, and Yenam Shem Leisei, Chen Kostas a Snag, Sefer as a Chen, and Kostas a Shmuel Abu of Mar, Gankin Bainche. A Chen, Kaodan, Yizor, Bazem, the Oid Lenash, Yizkel, and Sudas, Lavyasal, and Yain Amishuma. The Nichshav, and Shasta Yain Nesach, this is Mechaber, so I'll read it in a minute. Yisana lepachas heitan esek keneged heipan gefesh abetayra. Mavad mishnatayra, which I think the only time we find, you know, our time brought down, person has to heitan esek. But an exact number for an exact aveira, I'm not aware of anywhere else in Shulchan Aruch they give you such an exact formula for an aveira. How would it be paid? Mavad mishnatayra, yitvadze velo yishta ois. So, avada, we want to be machmo we can here, but it's all got to be within...
You think if it's not
mavushal, and then being makel on something on the stam yenim, then it's probably not kedai. You have to be careful, make sure that they're only doing it right, not doing it because it's popular in the belt. I want to be machmen and kiddush and forgetting about the other cheshbonos. And then with the last part, I brought down to Yisrael, I'm on kufchav gimel sivchav vav. Misha shasa yayin nesa b'shei yeshen she'izana heyam negerei b'am gefen she'b'chumash. Levad Mishatayr is not counting what it says in Dvarim. Vishkapalayim is based on Shuvah Sarash. Okay. People seem to have wanted to just know the basic Mitzvah, so try to walk through this. That's not my big field of expertise, but just a little bit of Mitzvah. So what happens, the grapes are harvested, come in these big crates, the trucks, they... L'chatzchila, because you often have some grapes that will crack open, so you're already starting possible issues. L'chatzchila, they'll have either you'd unload it or you'd at least turn on the forklift and start driving the machine, so at least he's a chalik of it at that point. So
what do you say now? It's what?
Okay, if your grapes start cracking and leaking juice, so you have yayin. I'm going to talk more about yayin than kiddush. Yeah, that's correct. That's what we focus on. I'm sorry. Okay, they'll dump it into the hopper. It gets crushed. And there are a number of different ways to do it. The classical way to do it, the older way to do it, like going to the hopper, it'll sit with the grapes and with the skins and the pits till for a few hours, a few days to get the color and strength that you want. And they'll filter out the skins and pits, run it through a machine called a pasteurizer, you're basically heating it very quickly to temperature for a few seconds, and then immediately cooling it. Newer places today are cooking the grapes. Again, from the Stamienum angle, there's never a chance, it was never Yain yet, the chance of the guy to have Maga Akum and issues with that. There were, when this first came out, there were people in Ma'ar, and maybe it's too early. So we're like, well, what happened if you're Vashta while still on the vine? Would that help you? But today the place came are Maskim, as far as I know, that everybody's Maskim, that really works. When you're getting Yain that's called, or grape juice, it's called Einem Mevushal, let's recognize what that means. Get some idea what that means. And that's clipping as close to the Kiddush. What makes something Mevushal? At what temperature does something become Mevushal? And David Sina took the Shita that has to be Mevushal that you find in a Kol HaTorah Kula, 212, or very similar to that, 212 degrees, or something very close to that. Rav Moshe says he has arrived from a Gemara. Rav Moshe says, if it's Mismai, Mimidasai, then it's already considered Mevushal. I believe it's in the first Chayek here, but I don't remember the number. There's several tshuvas from Rav Moshe. It goes to three different numbers. There's number 165, 170, 175. The scientists today will tell you that alcohol, which is what's evaporating and why the volume is going down, evaporates. Again, it depends on your atmospheric pressure and your elevation, but the 170 is the normal number that they'll tell you for evaporation of alcohol. So when they're giving you something that they call Einem Mevushal, they're generally pasteurized and get either below 170 or 175, depending on which company you're dealing with. So it does get hot, and they're being mechadish, it's Mevushal Legabe Maga Akum, and it's not Mevushal Legabe Kiddush. It's, you can say at least one chabur, and maybe more, right? So what do you have to know? You have to, like as I started off, we have to balance what you're gaining with what you're losing.
Are you worried that it won't be official for Yain that's
what you're worried about. You got to be careful. Some places are careful, they don't have any guy mandling it. You have to know what you're dealing with and what you're dealing with and what you get. On top of that, the dua, the shach brings the shalom, that Sinayim to be machwe, I assume it's Alpi Kabbalah, maybe it's Alpi, maybe not, maybe it's just Alpi Shor. Not that like goyim look at the wine, as some people machwe, they get closed cases, things like that. Kedem, in the stuff they make in house, you know, from the time it's crushed until it's in the box, no goyim touch it. They see it, they try not to, I don't know if they can promise you don't see it. They officially claim that the color of the bottle makes it not called seeing it. So they have that. They try not to prevent it also. Mm-hmm. What I understand, I've never been there myself, the grape juice that the co-op sells, no guy enters the building, including the guy who washes the floor. That's what Justin told me. You know, it's, and they're pasteurizing at 148, a lower temperature, which again... grape juice, yes. Yes, yes, they do. It's 148, so you're, again, to say it's not Mevushal, it's a lower temperature than anybody else that's doing Einem Mevushal. So you're getting more shitas, but is it every shita in the world? I don't know. And they will sell, because they're chayshus, that's not Mevushal, they will only sell it to you closed, right? The one that they give them, there's two that they have, but the one that's...
Yes, right.
The one that's pasteurized at 148...
Or you put it, we start putting the
safe room. Because there's guy working in the co-op. And so the ones that are pasteurized at 148...
It doesn't help with a guy touching the bottle. How does it work? It's closed. These bottles are closed.
The bottle are closed.
And so a guy touches that as a problem, even if it's totally...
If healed, he moves it. If he's mastered, it moves. Uh-huh. He touches it, but when once he touches it, how do you know he didn't move it?
Moving right. Is a problem, right. Right. Even if it's sealed.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's the basic of how the system works. What I'm being told is that at one time the majority of the grape juice in Eretz Yisrael was grape juice that they concentrated, which means they evaporated all the water and then reconstituted it back. So I guess they probably had to transport it.
Water
and water mechanism. Grape juice here is not done that way, generally.
Well, the ear, now the
right, that was, again, because the transportation cost, where I was coming from, etc. Mm-hmm. And I was on that, I believe that Eliyashiv and Rosh Hashanah's element also, I think.
That could be more of a...
Well, okay, we're very against
water. It. It's not natural water, right? That's called eating water.
Doesn't mean the Shaila was that the became a Shahakal.
Once it became a Shahakal.
Back to
Agatha. Right. Today's the grape juice that we get here is you're not having that. They may sometimes add, and they wanted a uniform sweetness, and they use different batch to batch, and natural grape will not always have. They'll
right.
sometimes
so
add, they add sugar, they have to declare it, that's that shot. But what they often do is they add grape juice concentrate, which is from the grape itself. I don't see why. Some people don't like it, but I don't see why that should be much of an issue.
Because it's just from the grape.
They add grape juice concentrate from a different batch.
Right.
So I don't
water.
See why.
It's not water.
It's not water. It's a tagafin. It's the real thing. So I don't see why that should be an issue.
Okay, Welch is without the brand Welch.
And some of the mashkichim they have, then how well they set up the rooms.
Same with the quality, the concentrate
of
the same
product, the kedem, the there are a lot more mashkichim like kedem, and the chumras, like, you know, like the guy turning on the turning on the hilo when they unload it, things, but...
What would be meizig with the grape juice to wine, the fucking water to wine? That meziga? How does it work? Like...
That was the message he took to over there.
What did he say?
He holds it.
It is Mzik.
He holds it Mzik.
That's his Chiddush? That's his Chiddush.
It's not what they did in the times of Chazak.
They did water.
They did water. But then again, we had our wines are not the same, so. Yeah.
But if I do wine, 51% wine, 49% grape juice.
Yes.
This is a Chazak, no?
Yes. That's
a little lighter wine, but it's alcohol, that would be a l'chatchila.
You can have a brush already, they say the fish.
Let's say I have yayin in a mevushel, and they mix in 49% of mevushel grape juice.
And the kavachayim was mocked like the Rambam says, it's good. Right? That's kavachayim here. That's what we just saw today. Right?
I don't remember that. I said that 51% of light in a mevushel.
Well, he holds like the Rambam. It's Mossman, no way.
Right.
And he says it's still good. So, how else, no?
Page one
base. Page one base. Isn't that how you understand the kind of thing? So he's going that you wouldn't do mevushel because he's going to heal like the Rambam is starting.
Right.
But if it's Roiv, he's Mossman to Mekasa. Chabad doesn't pass like that, but he says the child is not going. I don't know. Let's figure out how to understand.
Good, so that
isn't that? Is that how you understand?
Yeah.
So you get something light grape juice. That's what I got.
Like
low calorie grape juice. All they're doing is adding water.
He had water. She had water.
Do add water. That you cannot be my.
I really told you not to use it. People say it's like not to use it. It's water. But I thought of the bottle would say, "No, what it is." But
it's water.
Right.
It's water.
Carbohydrates.
It's water. Is that water? You can do it yourself. They're going with the sheet that even on grape juice you can add three parts water and one part wine.
Right.
Not everybody agrees to it, as you're saying. Oh, if you're not a chayla that needs it, then stay away from it. That's what I would say at this point.